Jasranandana Vajanjana Dahana. Sodanandana Bhajanjana Ranjana Ramunatira Banachari Ramunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Dava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Haribo. Haribo, Haribo, Nitai Gaura Haribo. लील प्रभुपाद की जय गंधराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय नित्याय गौर प्रणाम की हरि हरि गौर ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 10th chapter, entitled The Pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. Text number 14. Dagdvadma kritya hata krityam maham kavandam. Dagdvadma kritya hata krityam maham kavandam. Sakyam vidaya kapibir daita gatim thai. Buddhvata valinni hate plavagendra sanyaire. Velam magat samanujo jabavar chitangrihi. Dagdvadma kritya hata krityam aha kavandam. Sakyam vidaya kapivirdayita gatim thahi. Buddhvatta valinni hate plavagendra sanyaire. Velam agat samanu joja bajar chitangri. Devotees. Dagdhadma krityam hata krityam aham kavandam. Kapivirdaita gatim tahir. Udvatta valinni hate plavagendra sanyair. Pelamagatsa manu joja vavar chitangri. Velannagatsa manujo javavarachitangrihi. Mothers. Tagdvadma kritya hata krityam aham kavandam. Sakyam vidaya kapivirdayita gatim dahi. Udvatta valinni hate plavagendra sanyair. Velam agatsa manujo javavarchitangrihi. Dagdvatma kritya hata krityam aham kavandam. Sakyam vidat kapi viridaita gatim tahi. Budhatta vali hate pravagendra sanyair. Velan nagatsa manujo javavarachitangri. Dagdva. By burning. Adma krityahatam krityam. After performing religious rituals required after the death of Jatayu, who died for the Lord's cause, Ahan killed Kabandam, the demon Kabanda, Sakyam, friendship, Vidaya, after creating, Kabibihi, with the monkey chiefs, Dayita Gatim, the arranging for delivering Sita, Taihi, by them, Buddha, knowing, Ata, thereafter, Valinihate, when Vali had been killed, Plavaga Indrasanyahi, with the help of the soldiers of the monkeys, Velam, to the beach of the ocean, Agat, went, Saha, he, Lord Ramachandra, Manujaha, appearing as a human being, Aja, by Lord Brahma, Bhava, and by Lord Shiva, Archita Angrihi, whose lotus feet are worshipped. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Ramachandra, whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, had assumed the form of a human being. Thus, he performed the funeral ceremony of Jatayu, who was killed by Ravana. The Lord then killed a demon named Kabanda, and after making friends with the monkey chiefs, killing Vali and arranging for the deliverance of Mother Sita, he went to the beach of the ocean. Srila Prabhupada. When Ravana kidnapped Sita, he was obstructed on the way by Jatayu, a large bird. But the powerful Ravana defeated Jatayu in the fight and cut his wing. When Ramachandra was searching for Sita, he found Jatayu almost dead and was informed that Sita has been carried off by Ravana. When Jatayu died, Lord Ramachandra did the duty of a son by performing the funeral ceremony, and then he made friends with the monkeys to deliver Sita Devi. Omagyanati mirandasya gyanannana svakaya chakshurun militam jenatasmai sri gudhave namaha namam vishnu upadaya krishna prasthaya putale shrimate bhakti vedanta swamini dinamine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha sunyavari paschitadesha tarine. So the story of Lord Ramachandra is presented here. Lord Ramachandra, it's Lord Krishna, who came to exemplify what it means to be what's called Shrestha. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that those, what's the translation? Shrestha. Worshipful people, respectable people. According to Shastra, there are five people that are natural leaders And they are meant to be followed. The guru, the teacher, the administrator or king, the demigod, like that. So these people, Krishna says, jajat acharati shrestha tatat evetaro janaha. Whatever they do, they should be exemplary, and then it should be followed by others. That's the idea. When he was preaching to the Beatles, he will often quote these verses. Now, how respectable the Beatles were, maybe in their behavior, or to some extent, they were not as vedically a respectable person would have been. But they were respected nevertheless by the youth of the world. So Prabhupada was encouraging them to set an example. And so at least one of them, George Harrison, did. And help Prabhupada to print the Krishna book. You can see in the beginning, what is it, the preface or something, foreword or something, that George Harrison wrote. And then he gave the money for the printing. And then also he gave the Bhaktivedanta Manor to Srila Prabhupada. So in this way, we can see that that's the principle of Krishna consciousness, that everyone can take part, everyone can do something, and Krishna comes to facilitate that. That's the hidden purpose of Krishna's appearance. Now, in chapter 4, text 8, the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the reason why he comes. And we can see that that happens in the pastime of Lord Ramachandra very clearly. What's the verse? Paritranaya sadhanam vinasaya chaduskritam. That he comes to protect. Paritranaya means that he comes to protect sadhanam, those devotees. So he comes. There's a lecture in 1966 by Srila Prabhupada, where he explains why the Lord comes for Prahlad Maharaj. He said he didn't come to kill Hiranyakashipu. Prabhupada said he could have sent some disease, you know, some small, I don't know so much about biology and all those things, but, you know, a virus or a bacteria, it's good enough to kill anybody, even the greatest bodybuilder, wrestler, head of a state, just a tiny, you know, minuscule bacteria or virus can finish someone in no time. So Prabhupada explains that he doesn't need to come to kill demons. He doesn't need to do that. And he said, for that, there are wars and there are other disasters by which people can be exterminated due to their karma. But he comes for his devotee. Prabhupada is explaining this protection, the poshana, one of the 10 items presented in the Bhagavatam. So he comes for that. He comes to protect the devotees. And that's why he manifests his different incarnations. Along those lines of Krishna being so protective of his devotees, Prahlad Maharaj explains in the 7th canto, I forgot now the number, 7-9 something, he explains that he tells Lord Nrisimhadev, when Prahlad Maharaj is sitting on the lap of Nrisimhadev, you see here it is explained that Lord Ramachandra are worshipped by the top demigods, the head of the demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. But they knew that the Lord has come for Prahlad. It was a very personal situation. The Lord has come for Prahlad. So they are thinking, although, what's that verse that describes Lord Shiva? Shambhu, Vaishnavam Shambhu, that's a verse that describes Lord Shiva as the topmost Vaishnava. We don't worship Lord Shiva as like the Shaktas do. they, you know, energy and so many things, so many nonsense they do. Prabhupada explains in several parts of his books. Shiva followers, some Shiva followers, they are adept, Prabhupada explains, to smoking ganja, because the explanation is that the Lord Shiva took the poison of the world, including drugs, says there. Huh? So he took it, and when he took it, just to protect the living entities of this universe, then his throat got choked, and it turned blue. Like when you're poisoned, one of the symptoms is that you turn blue, right? You get some skin reactions and things like that. So Lord Shiva, his neck turned blue. That's why he's called Nilakanta, bluish neck like that. So Lord Shiva, being so compassionate and such an exalted, it's almost a supreme. It's almost a supreme. Just Prabhupada explains, just like milk and yogurt. They're different, but they are pretty much the same essence. Lord Shiva is such an exalted Param Vaishnava. Lord Shiva also comes with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a mixed combination. You know, we sing Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita. Sri Advaita is Lord Shiva and Mahavishnu combined. This is a story, but I don't want to go so much into other stories or details. One time they were reflecting on the fact that Lord Krishna is so merciful that he wanted to come for his devotees, right? And that upcoming event was manifested to these great personalities of the world. So Mahavishnu and Lord Shiva were there, and then they had this realization, Lord Krishna wants to come, and he's going to come as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when they both realized what's going to happen, what they embraced, right? And that form of Mahavishnu and Shiva combined is Advaita Prabhu. There are three Prabhus in the Panchatattva: Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Radha Krishna together, Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram, and Advaita Prabhu, who is Mahavishnu and Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva worships Lord Ramachandra. Everyone accepts the Lord. However, in Nisinghadev's incarnation, Nisinghadev, he came specifically for Prahlad Maharaj. So Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, everyone was there. The big, we can say, universal GVCs of the day were there. But they didn't dare to come close to Nisinghadev. And then they sent Prahlad. I think Lord Brahma encouraged Prahlad to go forward. So Prahlad goes, and then he garlands the Lord. And then the Lord seats Prahlad. And then what Prahlad says? That you come in the three yugas, but in the fourth yuga, you don't come as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's in the Bhagavatam. One time Prabhupada was giving a class in Mexico. I think it was first canto. Forgot the verse. And gave a wonderful class. And then at the end, one devotee asked a question. And then he said, why Lord Chaitanya is not mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam? That was his question. I mean, in those days, I forgot what year was. Maybe 72 or 73, the first time. He went twice, I think, to Mexico. And Prabhupada didn't like it. He says, why are you asking this question? This has nothing to do with the class. Ridhanda Maharaj translating. However, Prabhupada, he says, he's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. What's that verse? Tuisha Varna, is that? Krishna Varnam Tuisa Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam. That Krishna will come But he won't come with a blackish color. Actually, the opposite, Akrishnam. He will come with his associates. He will come with his weapons. And those who have some intelligence, right? That's the verse, will join this Sankirtan movement. Yagya Singh Kirtana Prajayad. Like that. Those who have some. So Prabhupada explains that he is predicted, but in a hidden, it's called, what is it? Chana Avatar, which means hidden, like Gupta Vrindavan. Mayapur is called Gupta Vrindavan. We live in the compound, it's called Gupta Vrindavan. Gupta Vrindavan means hidden, Gupta, like that. So Lord Chaitanya comes for the same reason, to protect the devotees, like that. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling Nrisimhadev, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but he's saying, I know that you will come. Prahlad Maharaj also comes. Who's Prahlad Maharaj in Panchatattva? Prahlad Maharaj in Panchatattva. A mixture. It's a combined incarnation. Shrivas. We have Advaita. Huh? Gadadhar. Shrivas. Shrivas is Prahlad Maharaj. And Narada Muni. Like that. So it's like Prabhupada explains this. Yeah. So they all come, and that's predicted in the Bhagavatam. But the main point that we are discussing today is that Krishna protects his devotees. In chapter 6, where's that verse? Where Krishna says, he's a friend to me. I'm a friend to him, he's a friend to me. He's talking about the devotee who's seeing Krishna everywhere. He's never lost to me and I'm never lost to him. So that's the relationship. Krishna is a person. Right? Here we are seeking for lovers, for friends, for associates. But we have forgotten that Krishna is our best friend. Prabhupada is giving a class, Sunday feast class, and then he announced it's going to be initiation. And then one blonde boy at the back, he says, what is initiation? Prabhupada explains what initiation is. And then he says, I want to take initiation. Then, you know, maybe he has come a few times. But so Prabhupada says, who is the owner of everything? And the boy asks, Krishna. And who's the controller of everything? The boy again says, Krishna. And then, who is the enjoyer of everything? And the boy keeps saying, Krishna. And then Prabhupada says, you can take initiation. Haribo. No GBC resolutions at that time. Prabhupada was very liberal. In the beginning, emergency times. Then Prabhupada added, and he is your best friend. Like that. So what is your best friend? What does your best friend do for you? If you're in trouble, he will help you. That's a good friend. He's What would we say? He's there for you. I got your back. So many things, you know. I'm there for you. So that's Krishna. Krishna does it better than anybody else. So in this case, Lord Ramachandra is described as the protector of his devotee. Sita had been kidnapped, and he comes and he does so much to rescue her. These are inconceivable things. The pastimes of the Lord cannot fit in our limited brains. But we just listen to them, we clean our heart, we follow the instructions of Guru, and these things will be manifested. And the main thing that needs to be manifested in the heart is love. Love for Krishna, attraction to his glories. So here Lord Ramachandra is worshipped, first of all, as somebody who's worshipped by the topmost demigods, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita is described as Deva Deva. When Arjuna accepted Krishna's offer, Krishna offers Arjuna a job. You know, tonight we will have a Gita presentation, and there we will explain some of the essential messages or lessons from the Bhagavad Gita as presented by Prabhupada. So in chapter 10, Krishna accepts the job offer. Chapter 3, Krishna offers him a job. Work for me. Jagyartha karmano nyatra. Work for me. And then he explains why he should work for me, how he should work for him. In chapter 10, he says, okay, I accept. What's that verse? Pavitram paramam bhavam. You are everything. You are amazing. You are the purest, most complete, everything. And I accept everything that you said as truth. Like that. And in those prayers, I think it's from 12 onwards, after the Chaturshlokis. One of the things that Arjuna says to Krishna, he says, you are Devadeva. Devadeva means the controller of the controllers. Deva means divine controllers. That's what demigods mean, demigods, divine controllers. And Krishna had explained that also in chapter 7. He says, Adidaiva. I am Adidaiva. I am the supreme controller. Adidaiva, Adibhuta, Adijagya. So here, Krishna is worshipped by the controllers. Lord Brahma is the creator. Lord Shiva is the destroyer. You know? And they are worshipping Lord Ram. And he has assumed the form of a human being, greenish in color. We understand this, because God is God, and God is the most powerful, and God is meant to be worshipped. Every religion understands that. But the next part is what a devotee is interested in. See, one time the gopis were chasing Krishna. You must have heard this pastor. Prabhupada explains. There's a drawing in the Krishna book. And they were chasing Krishna, and Krishna was hiding behind the trees. Right? So they were going here and there. And then at some point, Krishna took the form of Vishnu, and he came out. And when Krishna takes the form of Vishnu, just like in the 11th chapter of the Gita, where Krishna shows the three forms, yeah, universal form, Narayan form, Vishnu form, and the Syam Sundar form. When Krishna takes that form, he has a very grave voice. In the universal form, in 11th chapter, he speaks to Arjuna. Arjuna actually asks him a few questions. What is the purpose of your form? What is the purpose of your coming? And what Krishna says with a grave voice, I have come to destroy the worlds. And everyone here, except you and your brothers, will be destroyed. You know, so Krishna speaks in that form too. So in that form, Krishna presents who he is. Right? That's the idea. With a very grave voice. So when the gopis ask him, you know, they see this personality, four arms and dressed up with jewels and arm bracelets and weapons and all that. You know, these girls are simple girls. And they are in the village of Vrindavan. They don't see these big people. You know, when you go to village, you know, big people, you know, big cars, and it's like you don't see those things. So there he is, Lord Vishnu, these four arms, sometimes even more arms. And then they ask Vishnu, "Have you seen Krishna? You know, have you seen Krishna?" They didn't bother with the opulence of Vishnu. They didn't care for all the, you know, big weapons and all this splendor. They want to know Krishna. Have you seen Krishna? That's what they ask. Who are you? Have you seen Krishna? You know? So that's the gopis. They don't care. It's like when you see children playing around. They don't care where they are. They don't care if they're, 200, 300 people watching, and they don't care. They just want to play. They want their friend. That's the gopis. So in the same way, Krishna enjoys that relationship. Like in chapter 10, we find the Chaturshloki, the essential verses of Gita. Also in Bhagavatam, we find the Chaturshloki. What's that? Second canto? Second nine? Something like that. Nine chapter. So we find, this is, if we don't have time to read 700 verses, then we can at least read those four verses. Chaturshloki, chapter 10. And what do we find in those verses? The first verse, always, you will find the prayers are like that. The prayers of the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam always have some structure. And the first thing is that the Lord's position is presented. Like in this one, whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. You cannot compete with Lord Brahma. You have one head that barely functions, in my case, full on. he has four heads, right? Like that. Because you need a lot of brains to manage. That's why managers, you know, it's a very stressful service. And you cannot compete with Lord Shiva. He destroys everything. Just playing the drum. He has a kettle drum. What's the name? Has a name, I forgot now. So he plays the drum, and then the vibrations start spreading, and then all the universes are destroyed. So how can you compete with these people? So this is to show that first of all, the Lord is supreme. That's generally the standard structure of prayers. And then the next part of the prayers, or glorifications of the Lord, present His personal aspect. And what that personal aspect shows, that He relates to His devotees. So Chaturshloki presents the same structure. The first line, Aham Sarbhasya Prabhavo, very solemn, very grave. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. I am the source of everything. Huh? Everything comes from me. Right? You know the verse by heart? Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Matasarvam Pavartate Iti Matva Bhajante Mam Buddha Bhavasamam Bitaha. So first of all, I am the boss. Right? He's the boss. But the next part, the next half of the verse, and from then on, all the next 3.5 verses describe Krishna's relationship with his devotees. Krishna likes to play. Krishna likes to interact with his devotees. He likes it more than being God. That's why in the introduction of the Bhagavatam, the first two lines, if you don't have time to read the 30 pages of the introduction of the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, just read those two lines. Where Prabhupada explains the absolute truth and God at a different level. God is the controller. But the absolute truth, in another statement Prabhupada said, the absolute truth is Radha and Krishna. He says, Radha and Krishna. So the absolute truth means the controller and his energies. And his energies, or the energies that he favors, are his devotees. And that's why in the Chaturshloki, you first find Krishna is the supreme. Everything comes from me. I am the source of everything. But the next 3.5 verses describe his relationship with his devotees. Iti matva bhajante mam. They worship me. They're thinking of me. Buddha bhava samambita. Like that. And then he goes on into tesham. Tesham means his devotees. He refers to his devotees. They love me so much. They chant my glories. They discuss about me. And I give them buddhi jogamtam. Dadami, I give them like that. Krishna likes to interact with his devotees. He enjoys, maybe more than what we do, when we give him something like that. He likes that. Huh? That's Krishna. So here, listen to what he says. First of all, he's worshipped by the big demigods of the world, the greatest personality of the universe. But then what's the next part? He performed the funeral ceremony of Jatayu. Why does he need to bother about that? He can delegate someone, right? I'm sure there were plenty of capable people to do that. He says he performed the funeral ceremony of Jatayu. Why? Because Jatayu gave his life for defending Sita. So Krishna is a person. He has feelings. He has emotions. And he reciprocates and he likes it. So Jatayu gave his life for Sita. So Lord Ram, as a supreme gentleman, he came and did the ceremony for Jatayu, who was killed by Ravana. And then on it carries the description of, continues the description of different activities of Lord Ram killing Ravana and others. He made friends with the monkey chiefs, killing Vali, and arranging for the deliverance of Mother Sita. He went to the beach of the ocean. This morning we went to the beach of, is it Lake Michigan? Right? And they have, it has waves and everything. One of the biggest in the world, I heard. Right? Amazing. So I was thinking, he went to the beach of the ocean, like that. So there he was, Lord Ram, by the shore of the ocean, thinking, where is my Sita? How can I save her? How can I protect her? So that's Krishna. So when you come to him, what's that verse in chapter 4? Part and parcel? Chapter 4 or 7? Mamaivan so jivaloke. No. Bhuta sanatanam stani prakriti stani karshati. What's that verse? 13? You sure? Let's get the rust out. Was that my? It starts Mamai Bamso? Mamai Bamso, Mamai Bamso, Mamai Bamso. Are you sure? Yeah, my 15:7. Mamai vamso jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. So we are parts and parcels of Krishna, and when we get connected, when we get reconnected with Krishna, and how's that chapter called? Chapter 15? The yoga of the Supreme. Which means, how can we reconnect with the Supreme? The yoga of the Supreme. So when we reconnect with Krishna, then Krishna likes it very much. And he does all what he can. If we think all the people that he engaged to have us here, just think, how many people? The first time you took prasad, the first time that you received a book, right? Did you join here in Chicago? You also join here? No, you join somewhere else? Yeah. So Krishna arranged someone to give you a book or some prasad, right? Or you heard a Harinam. How did you join? Through the internet. You know, all glories to the internet. Somebody created the internet. How you join, Mataji? Internet, book, there we go, like that. And you, Prabhu? He preached to you. He gave you a book, okay. So Krishna created the internet, he had a plan. And somebody set up a web page, and the story goes on like that. One time, I love this story. One time, we were in 1994 in Nova Gokula in Brazil. We have a beautiful farm there. So it was the Latin American festival, convention. So many of the leaders from Mexico down to Argentina were there, vice presidents, presidents, and many, many devotees, leaders, Sankirtan people, seven sannyasis. And Lokanath Swami was giving the class. So I had the opportunity, the honor, to translate into Spanish, because they speak Portuguese. And I'll never forget this. I don't know how many devotees were at that class at that point, 700 or something. It's like packed, packed. Temple, people standing outside, like that. So Lokanath Swami, as you know, very famous, popular Kirtani guru preacher. So he gave the class, and I'll never forget what he said at that part of the class. He said, "Now we have nearing 1,000 devotees here. And each one of you, Krishna has, he loves you so much. Krishna loves you so much that he engaged people to bring you here. He engaged his devotees to bring you here. He engaged devotees to produce the books. Then he engaged devotees to translate those books. Then to produce them again, print them in a different language. Then engage devotees to go out and distribute books. Engage devotees in collecting for this temple. And maintaining this temple for many years." Yeah, it says Prabhupada came in 1965 to America. Yeah, we are 1994. He waited for a long time, and he kept systematically engaging devotees, thinking, one day, this Prabhu, this Mataji, will come to this festival. And I want them here. We are here because Krishna wants us here. That's Krishna. It's very, like Prabhupada told that blonde boy in New York, he's your best friend. Krishna wants us here. There's no accident like that. Of course, we also should have some desire. When somebody gave you the book or when you went through internet, something sparked in your heart or somewhere. Prabhupada explains the first reactive aspect is the buddhi. So the intelligence starts kicking in. That's why books are so important, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. Because they kick start. Is this how you say? Kick start? You know, when you run out of batteries and then you put the then kick start. Then when you read Shastra or you hear Shastra, something wakes up. Thinks, yeah, that makes sense. Let me ask. Let me do something like that. And then adoshvara, so faith starts. So the idea is that the Lord loves to protect his devotees. He loves to come as Nisinghadev. It wasn't an austerity. Oh, I have to get this lion custom. You know, I don't know if you do dramas here. I remember in Perth in Australia we were doing this. And one devotee, you know, kind of muscly, he had to be Nisinghadev. So they had to rehearse and had this mask, you know, the helmet thing, and just, I have to put this helmet again. And we were laughing because he had the opportunity to be Nisinghadev. But, you know, he realized, you know, it's not like that. Not that Nisinghadev says, I have to go down, and, you know, my son got in trouble again. And, you know, like fathers sometimes, you know, we know. Sometimes the kids get in trouble, and I have to, again, I have to go down to the school, talk to the principal. What a pain, what a trouble, what a drag. But Lord Krishna likes that. He says, my son is in trouble, let me go there. You know? We have the famous pastime, another one, favorite of Prabhupada. Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, as you know, they are preaching in Navadvip. And then they found these two ruffians, Jagai and Madai. By the way, Prabhupada says in the purport, there are many Jagai and Madais nowadays. You know, any street, especially in the West, you see is like drunkards and fighting and getting in trouble. And then Nityananda and Haridas, they came and approached them. And then they chased them. But again, the next day they came. Nityananda says, "No, no, no, we have to go." "No," Haridas says, "no, no, no, there, you know, we're going to get in trouble." "No," he said, "if these two rascals are converted, imagine the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be expanded. Everybody will, you know, worship him, will accept him because he's so glorious that he converted this, the worst of the worst." So like that. So they came the next day, and then at that time, Nityananda is begging them, "Chant Hare Krishna. Please worship Krishna, follow Krishna's instructions." And then, which one was it? Jagai or Madai? I always get confused. The one who hit Nityananda. Anyway, one of them came with a earthen pot where they were drinking their wine and hit him on the forehead. And then Lord Nityananda started bleeding. In fact, the Supreme Lord, it is explained in the beginning of Bhagavatam, he doesn't blink, he doesn't bleed. Naimisharanya, it's a name of Vishnu that doesn't blink. He blinks just for the pleasure of the devotees. And he bleeds also for the pleasure of the devotees. It is explained in the first canto, what is it? Eighth chapter was the passing away of Bhishmadev. Right? When Bhishmadev was about to defeat Arjuna, Bhishmadev is the grandfather of Arjuna. And with his arrows, he had broken Arjuna's chariot that Krishna was driving. But Krishna took a vow before the war. He told Duryodhan, "What do you want? You want my army, so you want me?" And then Duryodhan is thinking, "Oh, I want Krishna's army. So okay, you can have my army." And then Arjuna says, "I want you, my lord." Then Lord Krishna made a vow, because this is supreme. So he says, "Okay, but a disclaimer. I won't take part of this. It won't be unfair. I won't take part. I won't fight." Then he comes to the battlefield as a charioteer. Partha is Arjuna, and Sarathi. Sarathi is the driver, the chauffeur. Like that. And then when Bhishmadev, when grandfather Bhishma had defeated Arjuna and the chariot was broken like that, then Krishna came down of the chariot and he says, "You're not going to touch my devotee. You're not going to hurt him." So he broke his vow, and he described how he had his chadar, and his chadar fell. And then he went, you can imagine the scene. And he went and he took the wheel, the chakra, of the chariot. And then he took it, and then Arjuna came running, and then he reminded him, "Please don't do that. You made a vow, don't do it." And it is explained how Bhishmadev was throwing the arrows and was also hitting the Lord. So how is it explained? Lord Bhishma is such a grandfather Bhishma, sorry, he's such a great devotee. But Prabhupada explains in the purport that because he's a warrior, you see, it's a mode, it's a mood. So for a warrior, there's nothing better than to see the Lord manifest his chivalry, his prowess in the battlefield. So actually the pastime is that Krishna was satisfying Lord Vishma's, grandfather Vishma's desire. He wanted him to see him really angry, really in the kshatriya. Kshatriya means the one who protects from harm. Kshatriya is not some passionate guy who just wants to show off his muscles and his, you know, skills, and like now it's fighting and all that. It's very popular. We were in Miami and there was some big fight and everyone was talking about the fight, it's tonight, isn't that? You know, that's not kshatriya. That's just ego. is some dumb fools beating each other for some money or some fame or name or whatever. Kshatriya is someone who can die to protect someone else. That's Kshatriya. So Lord bled just to please grandfather Bhishma and also to protect Arjuna like that. So that's part of Krishna's personality. We all have personalities, and we know how Prabhu is, or how Mataji is, or he's like that, she's like that. So Krishna is like that. Don't mess around his devotees, because if you do, then you're going to get it. You see, Hiranyakashipu is there in every temple. We worship Nrisimhadev, right? And we know what not to do. Don't mess around the devotees, because then your life will be destroyed. So this is an aspect of Krishna's personality, the protection. He's very protective. Some fathers sometimes, or mothers, people say they are overprotective. Well, Krishna is super protective. But he's very kind. Yeah? So this is the representation of the Lord when he comes for his devotees. He came and manifested this pastime of fighting with Ravana, killing other demons, and also doing so many things for the sake of showing his love for Sita and showing the love to all those who help him in his mission, like that. In every single pastime is the same formula. He comes to Paritranaya Sadunam. He comes to protect the devotees, and he comes to destroy the demons. So Srila Prabhupada appears presenting once again the mission of the Lord. To protect the devotees, to save the devotees, and to destroy the demoniac mentality. When Lord Chaitanya heard that Nityananda had been hit, immediately he called his Sudarshan Chakra, and he came rushing to cut these people's heads because they have been offensive, attacking the devotees. One of them, the other one was kind of balancing the thing, and he stopped them. Always get confused, Jagaya Madai. And so what Lord Nityananda told Chaitanya is that in this age you don't come to kill demons. It was like, you know, it brought some sense into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in every other pastime, he kills demons. As Krishna, very cute baby boy, running around and everyone loves him. But the demon comes around and he kills him. No problem. Swirls him around, breaks him in two. It's like, you know, all sort of demons he kill. But in Lord Chaitanya's pastime, he doesn't come to kill demons. So Lord Nityananda refers to that. He says, you didn't come to kill them. Hey, remember, you cannot kill them. This is not, you will break the tradition, the prediction. He didn't come as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He came as a devotee to give the example how devotees should behave. And imagine, he comes and cut these people's head. The whole script is ruined. So Lord Nityananda is stopping him. He comes, Prabhupada says, to kill their demoniac mentality. That's what he comes. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this is Lord Ramachandra, the protecting Lord, the perfect king, the perfect manager, those who have the duty to be fathers, to be teachers, to be managers, to be demigods. They have to look up to Lord Ramachandra. Yes, sometimes people give respect. That's okay. But it's not what we receive, but what we give, what makes a great person great. So, I love to get the big garlands, or I love to get the seats, or I love to get this, or I love to get the position, or the keys, or the office, or the control and power. But what we give, that's what defines a great soul. So this is Lord Ramachandran. He, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he represented perfectly. So he's the one, he's the Shrestha, or the respectable person that we have to take as a model. He lived by the code of ethics, following the promise, the vows that he made. He was a perfect king, husband, son, father, and friend. That's Lord Ramachandra. So we stop here. It's time now. And if we have any questions or comments, Lord Ramachandra, any questions? Prabhupada said, if there are no questions, everything is understood, or nothing is understood. You have a question? No? Any questions, any comments? Prabhupada has a question.
Yeah, from what I understand, Jughai intervened.
So Madai was the one, huh?
Madai did the offense.
Gotcha.
It's mentioned that Lord Ramachandra killed Vali. Lord Ramachandra killed Vali.
Vali,
can
yeah.
you explain that pastime? I don't remember that. So I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, in the Ramayana, it is explained that the Lord favored Sugriva, right? And he killed Vali with a V, small V. It's one of those things which is hard to understand. Sometimes, just like in Kurukshetra, sometimes Krishna will play some tricks. You know, the famous when, what was it? Asvatthama is dead, you know. So the Lord is the supreme example of morality. And sometimes he breaks it for the higher purpose. That's the explanation, that apparently something is not right. And Prabhupada sometimes commenting on these things, he would say it's just like the moon. Sometimes we appear to be some problem, some deficiency there, appears to be, materially. But he does it for a higher purpose. As I said, just like in Kurukshetra, also Prabhupada explains that, when he tells Yudhisthira Maharaj to tell a lie. What God will, you know? And he says, Asatama, the elephant is dead. And the description is that the chariot of the Pandavas, they will, what do you call, hover? You know, when they hover above, they don't touch. So at that point, Yudhisthira Maharaj's chariot touched the floor, because he was so pious, he wouldn't even touch the floor, barely touch the floor. Like that. So the idea is that sometimes Krishna, and there are, I don't know many, but there are a few, in one of those philosophical, ethical issues in the histories of Krishna's pastime is that one, when he killed, apparently unfairly, Vali. He shot him and like that. So the idea is that he wanted to favor, and sometimes these things needed to be done. I mean, there are other pastimes. I know that there are commentaries and things. I'm not expert, but I have heard different explanations why exactly that happened, other blessings and curses and things like that. But the idea is that one is this, his swarat, the last word of the first line of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadi asyayato mayat itaratas chartiswabhigya swarat. Swarat means that he can do anything. He can break the rules. And he does sometimes, just to prove that point. He breaks that rule. He breaks that rule for the sake of his devotee. That's the idea. Krishna says, okay, guilty of all charges. He kills a bull also. Was that Aristasura? The bull demon? Yeah. And you know the whole thing about the gopis chastising him. How could you kill the a bull? You know, you know, we're vegan. The real vegans were the gopis. You know, there are no industrial milking there. How can you do it? They were chastising him. How could you have killed a bull? This is, I mean, that's it. You're done. And there was a whole pastime about him having to be bathed in the different rivers and purified because he killed a bull. How can Krishna kill the bull? Don't tell this to the vegans. We'll lose points. So sometimes Krishna breaks the rules. Because he, otherwise, what's the meaning of swarat? Swarat means I can do whatever. And sometimes, just like I was reading something locally about the president giving a presidential atonement or pardoning someone who did something wrong, something. So sometimes the king or the president or the prime minister have a special power. They can veto some things, they can stop some things, they can pardon someone like that. They can be exceptional in that. So these are exceptional pastimes or aspects of the pastimes. But the essential message is that they always favor the devotees. We could think, oh, why he didn't send a fatal stroke to Hiranyakashipu? Why he had to come and do such a gory, you know, display of strength? It's unfair. You can say many things. But Krishna is independent, and he does these sort of things for the purpose of showing that protecting his devotees, what is this? Justify the means. The end justify the means. That's the idea. Okay, we stop here. Gantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Lord Ramachandra ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanandi.